Am I hallucinating here? Just what in the hell do you think you're doing?
Welcome to Paulie's Podcast.
You know, I've been thinking about this. If I'm here and you're here, doesn't that make it our time?
All right, here we go. Polymac Podcast is officially launched. Past tense, or is it present tense? Launching or launch? No, I guess I should say launch, because by the time people hear this, it will be past tense. But I like to let people know when it's all going down. Polymac Podcast this week being recorded Thursday morning, February 15th, morning after Valentine's Day. Good morning, creative Tony Ryan.
Good morning. Thirsty Thursday.
Is it?
Well, I'm thirsty most weekdays, but it's Thirsty Thursday.
Good morning, Shannon Kaler, Stone Fox's lead singer, also sometimes presence in the creative department at KBR. How you doing?
I'm doing good because I didn't come in yesterday, so I felt like coming in today.
Oh, I want to say, you know what?
Must be nice.
Couple of comments here.
Before you get to your comments,
go
we're going to talk Giants. We're going to talk Ruben Foster. We're going to talk Dubs. We're going to talk All-Star Break. We're going to talk Kerr.
We're going to talk astrology.
I might even talk L.A. Galaxy. I might even talk the L.A. Express. I might even talk San Francisco Demons.
Oh, or the San Francisco Bay Bombers.
Demons
the roller the roller skating
How about
club.
The San Jose Barracudas.
I'll a lot talk going Barracudas. On right now. I want to get back to the San Francisco Demons ball. Anyway, KBR. I used to have a Demons baseball hat. I did.
That's not Demons ball.
Oh, dude.
That's not Niners ball.
Demons ball is in the air.
Who said that?
You're going to have to drop those in now so people know.
Niners ball is in the air.
Shout out Bobby Weir. Hey, have a good gig on the beach in Mexico tonight. If you're a deadhead getting on a plane and you're heading to Mexico, I wish I was going with you.
That's like a form of...
I'm going next year.
Seriously, that's a form of paradise. Fish did it two winters in a row.
I want to jump in the water with the hippies, Tony. Dude, I do. I want to jump around.
You've seen the videos.
I have.
In the ocean, spinning in the ocean.
Well, that's what the deadheads are going to be doing in a few hours tonight.
Man.
And there's really no excuse for me not being there. So, Valentine's Day morning.
Valentine's Day, everybody.
Actually, post. Shannon, how was your Valentine's
Day? It was excellent.
Why don't you tell me about it? Take me inside the private world of a Shannon.
Well, so I
you know what I mean?
To the private world.
What goes
world?
On?
So I went and my lovely girlfriend, Audra.
What's up, Audra?
Shout out, Audra.
Yeah, hashtag Audra.
She'd been talking about how her grandpa had rose bushes at every place that he lived. And so I thought, oh, maybe I'll get her like a small rose bush plant so she can plant it at her new place. And
nice.
That went over very smoothly. Then we made tortilla soup.
Did you find the rose plant on your scavenger hunt on her birthday?
Jesus. Let me tell you a couple things about this scavenger hunt. Let me tell you about the blowback of Shannon's little...
scavenger hunt.
Yeah, the scavenger hunt. Yeah. He took his... Well, whatever. You do what you got
to
do.
Fun activities.
You know what's fun
activities
about it?
Are
what
good?
About a hike?
That was part of
okay,
it. You
okay.
hike to find the next thing.
But you're not stimulated enough just by the hike? You need to have little treasures along the way?
Don't you wish there was just a little pot of gold at the end of
Shannon,
everything for you?
No.
My love for Kaler is overwhelming the anger that I have for you right now.
Oh, it's kind of like how I feel about the Warriors.
Well, I was going to say, does it override my love for Steve Kerr? Do you love Kaler more than I love Kerr?
That's a good question.
What?
I don't know how to measure the two, but talk about it.
My love for Steve Kerr, you know... Their record is, what are they, 44-14, I believe?
That's exactly correct.
So, but he's pissed. And we've been talking about him the last few podcasts that he's pissed.
Yeah,
and
we're pissed.
And I appreciate his pissiness.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he's right.
I think I know where you're going. I'll say it again. I was saying it last year real quick, Tony. Popovich Kerr 2020. Go ahead.
It's a no-brainer.
Go ahead.
It's a no-brainer.
I want the shirts. In fact, you should bring those out on tour.
We should make those.
Yeah.
But Kerr... I love his demand for effort. It's not that he's not pissed about the result. I think he's pissed about the effort or lack thereof.
Right.
And because you know damn well he's giving his maximum effort, and I think he expects the same from his players, and he's not getting it, especially in the first quarter. And
it's got to matter. The game's got to matter from the beginning. And we were careless at both ends. You know, we have to be ready to play right from the beginning, and we just weren't.
Granted, 44-14, I'm not complaining. Great record, amazing. We're very lucky to have the Dubs, everything they've brought to the Bay Area. But I love Kerr's demand for effort. And I think Walsh was the same way.
I do, too. I'm a big Steve Kerr fan, too, Shannon.
I just don't understand how he allows the players to coach themselves. they say, okay, we're going to take the reins. They really show up.
They beat down Phoenix. And
46
Phoenix,
points.
Phoenix is not a great team. Keep that in mind.
But it was about effort. It was about ball control. About setting screens right. And I think, to me, what was really upsetting about yesterday is it's like, it's the first quarter again, guys.
They're down by 20.
Come out of the gate ready to go.
This is a problem.
Do your jumping jacks.
It is a problem.
This is a problem. I'm seeing flaws now for the first time on a Warrior team that we haven't seen stuff like this. And I do think there's a really strong possibility, or not maybe not strong, but it is possible. Warriors are not going to get the number one seed, which
Very
would mean
possible.
They could have to go on the road and come up with some big wins. I don't know.
I still think it's like, we've talked about this, how you and I, Paulie, and Shannon, you've agreed, too, that we all do our best work when we're up against it.
Yeah.
I don't think, but, you know.
Okay, sorry. I think that maybe when the Warriors are facing dead red, and it's like, okay, which is not a good thing, but maybe they finally just, come out guns blazing from the jump.
I love where we are. I think we're in a really good position. I loved our fight tonight. Last three quarters, we fought like crazy. But it's hard when you dig yourself a 20-point hole on the road against a great offensive team. And then you get and decide, okay, we're going to play. We're going to play now. No, it's too late. But I liked our fight. But we got some things to clean up. We got 24 games left. Stretch run. I like where we are.
Yeah.
And I mean, because guaranteed the Rockets.
Oh.
OKC, they're all watching tape saying, okay.
This is how we can get to them, yeah.
Start out guns blazing.
No doubt.
Yeah. Never take the foot off the gas.
And also, the thing that really bugs me, you guys, is the turnover problem.
Right.
Yeah,
I mean, I forget which game it was, maybe a couple games ago, they turned the ball over 25 times.
Right.
25!
And that goes back to effort and concentration and desire.
And Curry's mom is not collecting on Steph's turnovers anymore?
That's a good question.
That should be happening.
I don't even know about this. What did she collect?
I need Curry's mom
Sonya?
To step
I'm
up.
I'm a big Sonya fan.
Yeah, how could
I'm
you
a fan
not
of
be?
The whole Curry tribe. Let's be honest.
Right. Curry had to pay his mom $100 per turnover over 12 turnovers.
She made some
dough
then.
If he turned it over three times himself personally, or the team went over 12, I believe, then he owed her $100.
Well, you know what,
Smart
Tony?
Woman. Smart woman.
You were talking about, I like that. I love Sony. I love them. I love them all.
The Curry.
Maybe too much. I'm like almost over the top with it.
By the way,
we're going to see what's in the stars for the Warriors and the Giants and Garoppolo with our guest coming up in a few minutes. Just teasing here. We have astrologer Andrea coming on later on in the podcast.
Awesome.
To find out what's in the stars for 2018 with the Dubs. With the Giants.
I dig the stars. Tony,
with Garops.
You know what I mean? I know you're a big Lake Tahoe guy. You like to see look up at the stars up there. I've been known to do some stargazing as well. Shannon, Little Dipper, Big Dipper, go.
They are part of the constellations.
Black holes.
There was an incredible Little and Big
Space.
Dipper last night. I don't know if you guys saw, but the stars were out in full force last night.
Were you gazing at the stars with your love?
No, I was actually taking out the compost bin. But
nice,
fine.
But it's so funny, man. It doesn't matter who you are, what you are. We all have to take the garbage out.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Oh,
that's just the way it is.
Not to say we didn't have a wonderful Valentine's Day.
I did too, actually.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm glad we all had a great Valentine's
Day. I'm a lover, man.
As hallmark of a holiday as it is, I'm a lover too.
I'm a lover.
I love Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And really, at the end of the day, we've all professed this, that at the end of the day, love wins.
Yeah.
Right?
It better.
I thought I told you. It better. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Yeah.
What are you mumbling over there, Kelly?
I was just doing a little Michael Jackson to myself.
Maybe you should keep that to yourself.
Yeah. Back on the Michael tip.
Maybe that's best left kept to yourself.
Okay.
Hey, I was thinking about the stars, too, Tony, and planets and moons. Shannon was talking constellations. Is there anything else I'm forgetting up there? Other masses in space I need to know about?
Well, we do mention.
Asteroids and Milky Ways.
Milky Way, thank you. Asteroids, good.
There's the Aurora,
Orion's Belt.
Orion's Belt.
Yeah, sure. You get an occasional satellite orbiting up there,
there's
Shannon.
There's the Northern Lights.
You will find that, yeah.
Did you guys see, by the way, NASA posted a picture from space of the Northern Lights? Holy amazing.
Oh, look at you.
Oh.
Sorry, it's
very
that amazing.
Exciting.
It's that amazing.
You guys also know that galaxies are moving farther and farther away from our galaxy. So at some point, we won't be able to see other galaxies or learn about them because they'll be moving farther away. Anyway.
No. I appreciate that,
Just
Shannon.
Things to make you, stay up at night and wonder why we're so small in the universe.
Well, and we're going to find out how small we are and how large the universe is And how when the universe talks, you have to listen.
By the way, you know? This is the Pauly Mac podcast.
Thank you.
Pauly Mac is reading the newspaper, being informed. Creative Tony's over here. I'm Shannon Kaler.
Well, the reason I was reading the paper. Sorry, Tony, go ahead.
No, I was going to say the Giants started spring training today.
I'll be there in about a week.
And you're going to be there for a whole week.
Yeah.
What are you going to do at night?
I'm going to like put suntan lotion on Pablo's back. I'm going
to
rake the infield.
You know what you need to do?
I might run the bags.
You know what you need to do every evening? Is just take a nice swim.
Where?
Wherever your pool is. Every hotel is a pool down there.
You know what's interesting about Scottsdale, though? On that note, since you brought it up, you know, Scottsdale, if you've never been and you're listening in, welcome. Nice to have you. You know, it's like a real party town now. It's spring break for adults, they call it, Shannon, Giants thing. But what there's a club there. I'm forgetting the name. You might know it. And some pretty big acts. It sounds like it probably holds about 1,500 people.
Is it called the Cactus Club?
It might be.
And
it's got a pool. Do you know about this?
No.
So there's a stage.
Is it the Valley Ho?
No.
Okay.
You have stayed there. That's a cool place.
Yeah, they have a stage and DJ and all
that. No, dude, they have a stage and then like...
Shout out Joe, by the way.
Good sized bands play there. And then a lot of the audience is in a pool while the band is playing.
Yeah, nice.
It looks fun. I'm telling you, I've saw pictures. That. It looks fun.
Have you ever been to a foam party?
No, I would,
Shannon?
Though.
Foam party?
Foam, F-O-A-M.
No.
A lot of people like to, you know, they mix other elements in there and then they dive into the foam.
Like sea
foam? The whole pool
is foam. How
do
you not know about foam parties? I'm shocked.
What?
Foam party?
What do you do?
I went to one in Mexico.
I'm really stunned you don't know about that, honestly.
So you swim in foam?
No, you just dance.
Foam.
They say it's kind of an aphrodisiac. I don't know. They say foam. People start doing stuff.
I will say it got to a point where
you can't see under the foam.
Yeah, you can't see under the foam, and
you know what I mean.
Certain things happen.
Yeah,
man.
I will say the negative result of a foam party is the chafing that goes on.
Oh, I thought the aftermath of the foam party.
Is foam dry?
Right, the
foam,
next day.
Foam party, Tony.
The morning after. You know, you got to apply some baby oil, some lotions, kind of help with the chafing.
Have you ever heard the song by Phish called Foam?
Probably. Clearly, it's going to need to be crept.
Yeah,
hey, can I just say something?
By the way, Giants, though. Sorry, Paul.
No, it's okay.
I'm just excited.
We're talking foam, Giants.
I'm excited about the Giants season.
I am, too.
I'm
always feeling this way, but I think things are going to happen this year.
Can we also send love to the Northwest up to Lincecum's direction?
Yeah.
Somebody sign Timmy. Have a good year, Timmy.
F yeah.
Seriously.
Totally. What if we get him in our bullpen?
Wouldn't that be
cool?
No, the Giants aren't taking him.
Why?
Because they already tried to take him once.
Oh, please.
I'm sorry.
Please?
Shannon, that's not going to happen.
That's how I feel.
I read the Yankees might take Timmy.
Ooh. Well, the Yankees just want everybody with a name.
I mean...
Really?
Seriously, to the Yankees, it's literally like...
New York is not for Timmy.
No.
Signing Lincecum to the Yankees for them is like one of us cutting like a penny in quarters and then giving a quarter to Lincecum. Does that make sense?
I have no idea what he's talking about. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay.
Oh, quarter of Bud? What are we talking about?
No.
There's a quarter of a penny and you cut it in half.
It's too much for me. Hey, quickly, guys.
Meaning they have a lot of money.
Oh, okay.
Shannon, you were being awfully critical and, dare I say, mean-spirited about me reading the paper, but there's a reason.
I was not.
I know. I was reading the paper and this is a very serious topic.
I'm not.
I want to hit this because I feel like. Well, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe we should.
Yeah.
Steve Kerr talking about the what happened in Parkland, Florida.
Oh, gosh.
It's really upsetting. Yeah. It's incredibly upsetting. So I don't want to talk about it too much, but I will acknowledge it and say my thoughts and prayers are with the families. I don't know what to say, but Steve Kerr did. Hmm. Steve Kerr, you know, they asked him questions about it, and he's incredibly critical of the administration and the way that these shootings have been handled. And listen, I just want to acknowledge it and say that I appreciated Kerr's comments.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should check them out.
Well, nothing has been done. It doesn't seem to matter to our government that children are being shot to death day after day in schools. It doesn't matter that people are being shot at a concert, at a movie theater. It's not enough, apparently, to move our leadership, our government, the people who are running this country, to actually do anything. And that's demoralizing. But we can do something about it. We can vote people in who actually have the courage to protect people's lives and not just bow down to the NRA because they've financed their campaign for them. So hopefully we'll find enough people, first of all, to vote good people in, but hopefully we can find enough people with courage to actually help our citizens remain safe and focus on the real safety issues, not building some stupid wall for billions of dollars that has nothing to do with our safety, but actually protecting us from what truly is dangerous, which is maniacs with semi-automatic weapons, just slaughtering our children. It's disgusting.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that anybody needs an assault rifle, period.
No.
Nobody needs a semi-automatic,
period. Unless you're going into combat, like in the Middle East or something. I don't know. I agree with you.
Yeah. Right.
If you want to protect yourself.
If you want to hunt, fine. But
No. You don't even need one for hunting.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Have like a normal shotgun if you're going to go hunting.
Dude, right. As far as I know, you don't need a machine gun to hunt a deer.
No,
you know what I mean?
No.
Yeah.
No.
And you know what? NRA, you can still exist. And Second Amendment, we need to amend the Second Amendment.
Agreed.
I'm sorry to get down this road.
I don't want to upset the audience, but Tony, I figure if Steve Kerr is commenting, it is woven its way into the sporting world.
Yeah.
I don't want to spend too much time on it, but I did want to acknowledge it. And I think he said some significant stuff.
Mm-hmm.
One way or another, Tony, this darkness got to give.
Absolutely.
Oh, love that.
You with me?
One way or another. One way or another.
Well, this darkness has got to give.
Okay.
So.
That felt good. Thank
onward
you.
Onward and upward, gentlemen. So
how about we pause in the Pauly podcast?
Yes. Okay.
And we're going to see what's out in the stars. Okay? For Pauly, for Shannon, for myself,
looking
for the Dubs, for the Giants, for Garops.
Ooh. Charts for Tony, Pauly, Shannon, and Garoppolo?
And Lincecum, and certain Giants. I think Longoria, McCutcheon, Bumgarner.
Gonna be fun.
Like she has some charts.
I dig a good chart.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
So she's gonna clue us in on to what we can expect.
I would hope that we can dim the lights and light some candles.
Absolutely.
If you guys are cool with that,
I'm gonna pull out the Nag Champa.
Shannon, you cool if I do this next segment barefoot?
Fine. I'll deal.
Tony, let's take our shoes off.
Lotus positions, please.
Yeah.
Bye.
All right, back to the Polymac podcast. Gentlemen, round of applause. KMBR 680, hello.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, you guys.
Hello, friends.
I never thought we'd wind up here, but here we are. So now I've got two. I'm like the Grateful Dead with the Jerry Garcia band now. I'm doing Dead shows. I'm doing Jerry band shows. I'm all over the place. But I'm happy to be with Murph and Mac and the podcast. You guys are awesome. Shannon to my right, Tony to my left. And, Tony, it's written in the stars,
yes,
I could.
Yes, it is.
Because we are now welcoming. Well, I want to welcome her back because she and I have done radio together many years ago. This is... Mm-hmm. The astrologer, probably the most notable astrologer in the Bay Area, she is Andrea Malice. She is back on the Polymac podcast. And I want to say at the beginning and the end, she does have a website, virgoinservice.com. Her Facebook page is just under her own name. And Twitter handle is @virgoinservice. Hello, Andrea. How have you been?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. It's nice to talk to you again. It's been a long time. I like to think I was in at the very beginning of the Andrea movement, right?
Yeah, you sure were. I want to say like 2001, the early 2000s. Mm,
yeah, and here we are again. See, but that's the kind of thing with Andrea. You stay connected somehow.
Yep.
And I thought it might be interesting today since there's a lot going on, like with the moon and the stars right now. We got eclipses happening, blood moons, all this stuff's been going on. And I'm a Cancer. I'm a moon child, Shannon.
Oh, really?
Keep that in mind. Yeah.
Oh, a child of the moon.
Yeah, and I'm kind of like half nuts because of it, but that's the way it is.
That's why you're barefoot. You said you're doing this segment barefoot. Yeah.
But Tony and Shannon, if you guys are cool with this, we've asked Andrea to, I don't know, maybe do a little charting and forecasting in terms of the stars for some of the new Giants. You guys cool with that?
Yeah. Absolutely.
And then maybe at the end we could wrap and get a quick Andrea take on Creative Tony, Shannon, and myself. Tony, I'm going to give you the steering wheel, and I'm going to let you throw some names at Andrea, and I know she's prepared to discuss charts of different players. Tony, the new guys may be the best way to start.
We are on the same page, buddy, because you know the three of us are all believers in the astrological element of the world, and the universe and its effect on us humans.
Yes.
So, Andrea, the new members of the Giants. I mean, have you been able to maybe take a peek at what Andrew McCutcheon might have in store in 2018 in the orange and black?
Yes, October 10, 1986. I have Fort Meade, Florida.
Nice.
And he's a Libra. He was very gracious, congenial, really upbeat, connected really well with the fans, very agreeable, easygoing, gregarious. You know, mm-hmm. Libra has that charming quality.
Mm-hmm.
And the premise behind sports astrology is based on future performance rather than rewarding for past performance.
Ah, okay.
So, yeah, that's number one.
Yeah.
Number two, Mars is a crucial planet for an athlete. It rules energy, assertion, and aggression.
Really?
So, I look at an athlete's Mars,
awesome.
And I see how it's going to be aspected for the season ahead.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Around May, Uranus will be in Taurus, which is kind of an the unexpected energy, and that will square his Mars. So that could give him a lot of energy mm-hmm. and aggression, which is good. So astrology predicts energies rather than specific events.
Nice.
Okay.
So what
yeah.
I would say, yeah. if I was Andrew's astrologer, I would say, you know, you'll have a ton of energy, but, you know, don't misuse it. Harness it. Thank you. And the good news is, as an athlete, that is something where you can harness that intense energy. So if he properly directs his intense energy, he'll make excellent progress.
Okay. Excellent, Andrea. Thank you for that. We're talking to Andrea Malas, astrologer.
By the way, Tony, also, as you're going over the credentials of Andrea, if people are just tuning in, she has been written about in the New York Times. She has been covered in the Oakland Tribune, Sports Illustrated.
She and Zito have done some work.
Well, Zito with the pillow and the whole bit, you know. And then, of course, here locally, the Oakland Tribune, San Francisco Chronicle. Andrew has been kind of well-known for a while. Yeah, and you're right, going back to the Zito days. So good. Okay, good forecast on McCutcheon. Andrea, let's talk. Let's do one more new giant. Let's get into Longoria a little bit. What can we expect with him?
Yes, Bochy has already coined him Longo.
Nice.
Well, Longo. Yeah. Longo's charts are lining up.
Yeah.
Longy is coming. Longy.
Yeah, Andrea told me the charts look good.
Oh,
yeah.
That's awesome.
You know, that's so funny, guys. He actually calls me the astrology lady.
Yeah, yeah.
If we have time, I have his chart as well.
Ooh, but, let's go to, you know, Mad Bum is making a triumphant
good.
Return.
Yes,
you know?
I have a good feeling about it, but let's see what the stars say,
Yeah, let's
Tony.
See what the stars say about Bumgarner.
Again, looking at Mars, August 1, 1989. Hey, born the same day as Jerry Garcia.
Whoa,
that's right. No, I actually, you're right. I had forgotten today, but I had realized that in the past. Yeah,
that's amazing. He's a Leo too.
Two strongly talented individuals there. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And in fact, that just reminds me. I just got my tickets for Grateful Dead night, and
I'll see you there. I'll be there. Yeah.
So Leo, you were right on about that. Mm-hmm. Leo is the sign of. It's the king of the zodiac. You know, where do I, you know, begin?
Andrea, what's my sign?
You're the first day of Leo.
That's right.
Yeah, you're July 23rd.
Now he's just going to walk around saying he's the king of the zodiac. That's all we need. Yeah,
that's the last thing we need. Yeah. Tony running roughshod in the halls.
Yeah. I'm the king of the zodiac, the lizard king, blah, 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 yeah.
Well, I always say astrology is a permission giver, right?
Yeah, you know, totally.
He can have his royalty. I mean, Leos do have that regal energy. They are proud. They are dynamic. They're loving. They're ardent. They're very playful and flamboyant.
Mm.
So there's that quality. And you don't want to mess with Leos. Remember that whole stare down he had with Puig?
You looking at me?
Yeah, that was money. Yeah, he also had a stare down with one of the umps last year, too. They just, like, glared at each other.
Right.
Yeah.
Jeez. I mean, he is, like, super intense.
He
has four planets in Leo.
Okay, wow.
So, August 1, 1989, and now Uranus in Aries will trine his Mars in Leo. Trines are harmonious. Squares and oppositions are challenging. Trines are harmonious. So, a lot of energy, well-challenged, just really very robust, energetic, up for any challenge. So this is Madison Bumgarner returning to be Madison Bumgarner.
Nice. I have a feeling anyway, independent of you talking to you, Andrea, I saw him at FanFest, and I was like, you know what? He means business right now.
Tony, you got to drop the sound that we got from our,
I will.
Our FanFest.
I will.
Madison, Mad Bum, whatever. Just give me the ball. Now back to Giants baseball on KMBR 680, the sports leader.
Hey, guys, only because time is a factor. Yes, Tony,
I wanted to say, do you have any just general consensus? We're all concerned about the physical well-being of Bruce Bochy.
Oh, yeah, Yeah, I sure did. I looked at his chart, and I actually have a birth time, and I have Tim Lincecum's new moon solar eclipse. Showcase. Do we have time for that, real quick?
Real quick,
let's do that. Yeah. I love Timmy. I'll always love Timmy, and I want him to do well.
Yeah, let's just do a shout out to Timmy. June 15, 1984. Mm-hmm. So new moons are new beginnings.
Ooh.
And that's in a nutshell. This is a new beginning for Tim and his showcase.
Awesome.
And it's a good time to have a new beginning on a new moon.
Awesome.
Good.
Awesome.
Cool.
Just real quick, Andrea, Bochy's in good health and things look good for his health.
Yes. I actually have Bochy and his birth date because I go so far back. I wrote an astrology profile when he was the Padres for Padres Magazine.
Wow.
And I got his birth time, April 16, 1955.
Okay. 55, my dad's year.
Mm. Oh, interesting. Land du Boussacre, France. I think his dad was in the service. He was born in France.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So he's an Aries, which is that pioneering quality, mm-hmm. very warrior-like in his own way. And in terms of future health, Uranus, planet of expect the unexpected, is in Aries near his sun. I know he already had some heart issues.
Yeah.
So, I would say there's more changes on the horizon.
Okay.
He just became a grandfather, which was really nice. That was a positive change.
Yep.
But he needs to be mindful of his health. I will say that.
Good.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Good.
Well, I think reasonably optimistic across the board. Listen, I want to say thank you, Andrea, very much, honestly, because I know you put a lot of work into this, and we do appreciate it.
Seriously, yes.
And we appreciate
thank
your you, insights.
Andrea.
This won't be the last time Andrea drops
by
the Polymac podcast.
We're going to have Andrea on closer to the Dubs postseason.
Ooh, good idea. Mm-hmm.
And then I want to have Andrea on again, before NFL opening week to talk about Garoppolo.
Yes. And Andrea, on the way out, is there anything you'd like to plug or promote or refer people to? Go ahead, and this is your shot. Take it away.
Feel free to check out my website, virgoinservice.com, Twitter, at virgoinservice, Facebook, Andrea Malice, my email, andrea@virgoinservice.com. And for those who want to call, voicemail, 510-874-4911.
Thank you so much, Andrea. We will see you down the road. We will be speaking again, and you take good care of yourself, and thank you again very much.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Pleasure to be of astrological service.
All right, back to the Polymac podcast. We're feeling cosmic. We're looking at stars. We got charts being read.
May. It's all about May.
May is going to happen.
If I may.
And you're
May.
The king of what?
I'm the king of the zodiac, Shannon.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Sorry, I forgot.
Get used to it, Shannon.
Yeah. I think I'm going to ask, maybe I should have a crown made for my birthday to wear on my birthday.
Oh, we got to get Tony a crown.
I'm not coming to work that day.
Like with Saturn on top, like planets.
Jeez.
On each prong, we have a different planet. Oh, dude, I have a vision in my head what it's going to look like.
Maybe I'll go back to Burger King and get the paper crown.
Oh, not bad. That'll work, too. Yeah. That'll suffice. Yeah. All right, so listen, guys. I'm going to do a little role reversal here today. Shannon is usually in charge of kind of handing out the musical assignment of every week, as we do to end every Polymac podcast, if you knew. But I thought today...
It's a new moon.
It's a new moon. It's a new beginning. Just for the sake of shaking things up, I think I will be handing out the assignment today, and I'll tell you why, and I'll explain. We're going to dive right in. So last night was Valentine's Day. It sounds like Tony had a good night. Shannon had a good night.
Oh, yeah.
I had a good night.
Oh, yeah.
So
indeed.
With love in the air, in the aftermath of Valentine's Day, why don't we do, we're going to have like a little musical three-way today.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like you're bringing something, I'm bringing something. Everybody's involved. Look, there's a leg, there's a hand. I don't know. It's a musical three-way.
Oh, look.
And so
that.
I think we could do kind of an everyman for himself motif today where Shannon, you do whatever you want to do, Tony.
Right.
You do whatever you want to do. I have my own ideas about what I want to talk about. And I'm not the kind of guy, unlike you, Shannon, I don't want to impose my will on you and tell you what to think and feel and listen to.
Oh,
I'm going to let you make that decision for yourself. And frankly, I've been tired of your abuse for some time. So, Shannon, if you could, I really will hand it over to you today. I'm going to let every man come up with his own thing. So, Shannon, musical theme is all yours.
Okay, well, I'm not going to be so forceful then, but I am going to subject you guys to the tastiest love song that I know.
Okay.
And it's one of my favorites because it's sarcastic, it's tongue-in-cheek, but it's so well done. It's Deborah by Beck.
Oh, it's incredible.
It's one of my favorites.
Falsetto Beck.
Which album, Tony? Shannon?
J.C. Penney.
Midnight Vultures is the album.
Oh, the name tag says Jenny.
Oh.
Oh, it's so good.
With a fresh pack of gum.
I'm going to step to you with a fresh pack of gum.
Yep.
I want to get with you and your sister.
I think her name is Deborah.
Is the chorus.
Right.
It's that album is so good. That whole album, I can't recommend enough.
Hey, but I got to say something about Beck. He's a guy like we rarely talk about on the podcast and really even on the streets. You know, I spend a lot of time on the streets.
Oh, they don't talk about him
I got to tell
streets?
You, that is a supremely talented guy right there.
Every time.
I've heard his shows. I've never seen him live, but I hear it's like a mind blank. Trying to deal with him live is like almost like difficult. Because he's so out there.
Right.
Yeah. He kind of like reminds me of Prince that way. He's so musical and so prolific.
He's like a chameleon, man. He's like Prince and Bowie. But like where he takes on like the persona of his album at the current time.
Nice.
Like he's written about breakups. He's written about, successful relationships. His breakup album, I think it's called Sea Change. It's very mellow.
Right.
He also has an album called Mutations.
That's my favorite.
Mutations is an unbelievable.
Nobody's fault but mine, Tony.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Every record he puts out sounds fresh and new and innovative.
I really dig Mutations. Cool. That's going to drive me to listen to Mutations now.
Yeah, it's good. Such a good album. Nice
Shannon,
call, Shannon.
Nice. Very nice. Call.
You're welcome.
Have you played with him?
Was I too rough about it?
No, it was nice. Have you played with Beck on any bills anywhere?
No, I don't. I don't think we've been on the same festival bills.
He must
be sweet.
Interesting dude to talk to. Yeah. Creative Tony, if you could.
I'm going to ask your help today.
I'm here. I'm available.
I am really torn between two, and I want you to decide.
Torn between two lovers, feeling like a fool, Tony.
Okay,
go ahead.
Here we go. First one, because it's Mardi Gras. Happy Mardi Gras, everybody.
Ico Ico.
Right. Dude, absolutely. Yeah. Ico Ico. By the way, do you know the Beastie Boys sample Ico Ico in Paul's Boutique?
Did not.
It's at the end of the album.
Whose version? The Dixie Cups?
No. I'm talking about the meters or somebody's version from way back when.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Not surprised to hear it, though.
Oh, right? And it's, anyways, check it out. So there's a song that always makes me think of New Orleans because I heard it in my first cab ride ever from the airport to New Orleans.
I love this.
Long Train Runnin' by the Doobie Brothers.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
Okay.
And not see this coming.
I wasn't ready for a Doobie Brothers drop.
I mean, you know why they're called the Doobie Brothers?
Because smoke the doobies.
Well, they were basically standing in a circle passing a J around saying, we got to come up with a name for our band. And one of those guys like said, how about the Doobie Brothers?
And then Michael McDonald showed up in 1980 and was like, oh, I don't know.
What's a Doobie?
Are you got a problem with Minute by Minute?
Oh. No, I love it. I'm just saying he's kind of funny.
How about backup vocals
from Christopher Cross?
That actually wasn't bad.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Criss Cross will make you jump, Tony. Or am I a different Criss Cross, I guess?
Different Criss Cross.
That's a K. And backwards trousers.
Right. Well,
go ahead.
Love those two kids.
Overalls, backwards.
Yeah, who are no longer kids, by the way.
Long Train Running, good song.
Right, isn't a kid not one day? J Mac will make you jump? I don't know.
Criss Cross will make you jump. Daddy Mac. Yeah.
As a 7-year-old kid, his name is Daddy Mac.
Think about it. Young, lovable, huggable type of guy.
He is.
No, that's one of the lyrics in one of their tracks.
Go back to your Doobies, Long Train.
So, you know, without love, where would you be now?
Oh, I love that.
The lyric, right?
Without love.
Right?
Do the acoustic
where would you
in
be
there.
Now?
Yeah.
That is a hell of a, you got to give it up.
Hell of a song. So that was my entrance into New Orleans was literally, because that's a good 40-minute cab ride from the airport to the quarter. And that was the first song in my lone cab ride at like midnight.
Great. Perfect.
And by the way, yeah. Herbie Hancock was on my flight, so I got to rap with Herbie. It was an incredible experience. There's not enough time.
You just dropped a bomb.
Yeah. Not enough
Dang,
time.
Dude.
Stacey, it's just not enough time.
But also, there's a soul ballad.
Yeah.
That I'd like to throw out there. Keith Sweat's I'll Give All My Love to You.
Well, it's funny. You see, he's the king of the astrological. Well, now he's bump rushing two songs. Yeah, it's interesting, Shannon.
No, I'm asking you.
He's running amok. Go ahead.
I was asking you for your choice, and I think it's going to be the Doobie Brothers.
What was the second one again?
Keith Sweat's I'll Give All My Love to You.
That's where, I'll go with Sweat on this one.
Yeah, I will. It just because his name is Sweat.
No, Keith Sweat, dude, but late 80s, he was a factor.
Oh, my goodness.
He was a factor.
My Keith Sweat knowledge is small.
Well, you need to brush up.
You're about to become educated.
Okay. Yeah,
seriously.
Ready? You beat him down with Keith Sweat today.
Oh.
Yeah, you know I will. I surely will. I will never do anything to hurt you. Wouldn't do a single thing for your back. I'll give all my love to you. I'll give you every bit of my love.
Maybe if you bring some Keith Sweat home to his romantic life, you know, I'm just saying. Sparks. I mean, Keith Sweat, it's like, I don't know, it's like part of the progression.
How
it's
about
like
for the how about
first
for,
date, first kiss,
yeah.
Keith Sweat, marriage, kids.
Respiration.
You understand, Shannon?
I think a lot of babies have been made to Keith Sweat.
That's kind of where I was going with that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Not so much to Long Train Run It. Like,
he's anti-Doobies. He's anti-Mike McDonald.
I like
but
it.
Shannon, maybe for your next date, instead of a scavenger hunt, maybe you have Keith Sweat on in your house and make dinner.
I'm just glad he was able to bring that virus home from a scavenger hunt and then give it to me.
Totally.
I'm very thankful.
Totally.
Maybe I'll bury a Keith Sweat record in like some sort of hill out in Golden Gate Park.
You can try and find it
for an afternoon.
To find it. Yeah,
just
like a little kid.
Just wait till you hear.
I'll blindfold you. Push you out into the field. Let you...
I mean,
around.
That's what 30-year-olds do now on dates.
Yeah, it sounds like fun. Really does. Sorry, I'm missing it.
Keith Sweat.
Nice, Tony. All right, I'll wrap it up here quickly. I got to say, it's a big day for me personally because February 15th is the morning I've got official news that I'm very excited to announce this. You probably heard by now when you're hearing this. The Smashing Pumpkins will pretty much get back together and tour.
That's awesome.
In the summer. I'm very excited. I've never seen like the real lineup of the Smashing Pumpkins. Now,
Yeehaw,
granted.
Polly. James Eha.
Oh, Eha all blanking day.
Jimmy Chamberlain.
Quick little history of Polly Mac and the Smashing Pumpkins. I would not have really gotten turned on to the Pumpkins. Fact, without my friend Tony Ryan, I'll never forget the whole experience of going out to Tony's apartment, 25th and Geary. I was there.
The dungeon.
Yeah, there were, you know, pipes.
He called your apartment the dungeon.
There was only one window.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was a cozy situation. chairs, stereo system, pipes, plural. Yeah. Neighbors coming and going, kind of a commune vibe. And then Tony sat me down one day and he goes, are you down with the Pumpkins? And I was like, you know, I mean, like I had an awareness about them. Certainly. Yeah. This is probably like 98-ish, I would guess.
Yep.
And, but my awareness was limited. I knew the hits. I knew the songs played on the radio. So Tony sat me down and basically, pummeled me with Smashing Pumpkins music. And I remember I was so overwhelmed by, truly was so overwhelmed with what I was hearing. I actually asked Tony to turn it off at a certain point. I said, I need a break.
You said,
I can't handle
it. It's too much.
It is too much.
Yeah, you said
this is
too
almost
much.
Too much. Yeah. I can't. The music is furious, precise.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Melodic. I'll go on and on. I was stunned, and I was really happy you did that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Were you enjoying a certain substance at the time?
Nah, the sweet leaf was getting passed around.
Sure.
It was not no question.
Okay.
But that's not why I was so overwhelmed. It was musically. It was really, really incredible. Really incredible stuff. And since then, I've gone deeper into the catalog, and I'm happy I'll get a chance to see him. Now, granted, Darcy, the first bass player, will not be on the tour, but Chamberlain, the drummer, Eha, the guitar player, Billy, and he's got his, I guess, the bass player that's been touring with him recently.
I think so. I think it's the one that we saw at the Masonic.
I trust that it will be phenomenal.
She was phenomenal, that bass player.
Oh, no, I wish she was there, believe me, but they just couldn't get it together for whatever reason. Right. I understand Corgan tried to get her on the tour, but they couldn't work it out. But I'll tell you this, man. When I dove into the Pumpkins catalog, so many things struck me. But my song today to honor the tour, and Tony, I'll see you. No, you know, scratch that. I'll drive you to Oracle Arena on 8/27/18.
Oh, my goodness.
When you and I, God only knows.
I know.
What goes down, because I've never seen the Pumpkins in full force.
I've never seen the Pumpkins.
Jenny, you're welcome to come, too.
Well, yeah, I was just going to say, you know, this was like a three-way contribution. Then all of a sudden, it was just you two
guys.
Well,
I know a lot of times you're afraid. To
How
rock.
About this?
I know you're afraid to rock.
How about this? Shannon, it's on, Paul.
Shannon. I know you don't like to rock too hard, and I don't want to scare anybody.
When the
you
cans like come off, rock. Paul, we're throwing down.
Shannon has been known to be afraid to rock.
Oh!
Here's the thing.
Here's the deal. You're welcome to come to Oracle if you use one of those new Yonder pouches.
What is that?
I don't know.
You know, it's what Jack White's doing ahead of his show. It's what.
Oh, no cell phones.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
there's no phones.
It's this new package that musicians are starting to make this a part of their show experience, where you put the cell phone in the pouch and the pouch locks.
Yeah.
See you later, pouch.
Right, but you keep the pouch and the phone.
I could care less, dude. I'm there for the music anyway. That's
what I'm
saying. Yeah,
so,
Put
the phone in Yonder. Fine.
All right, okay. So to kind of celebrate this moment in time where the Pumpkins are going to tour, and I'm excited about it. Tony, if I could, I'm going to go to Melancholy and The Infinite Sadness, the double album. I don't know what to say about that record, again, other than it's overwhelming. There's so much music on there, and it's all so damn good. But the one track that jumped
out. How about Billy Corgan on piano to start the entire album?
What are you going to do?
Run.
Do you remember when he
I don't
came
know where
in?
This guy came from. I don't know where Corgan came from.
Yeah.
He is a one of a kind. I'm telling you right now, the guy's a musical genius. He is.
He came into KFOG, our sister station, one time.
Right. Yeah.
And we watched him solo.
Yeah.
And he blew my mind in a small little conference room.
I know, man. He's very smart. He's the whole thing. Now, Tony, the track that really jumped out at me, and Shannon, do you know Melancholy? You're familiar with the double album?
I don't know their stuff that well. Every time I hear it, I like it.
So your homework this weekend will be Keith Sweat and Smashing Pumpkins.
It's a good combo.
Done.
Okay,
you need them both.
Yeah.
And this record, double album, I believe sold like 5 or 6 million. It was a huge success for him. But the lead-off track on the second disc is, it's easily as heavy as any Black Sabbath song. The riff is... it's just punishing, and the song is Where Boys Fear to Tread.
Yes.
Tony, the riff, if you could. And we'll enjoy that one on our way out. Gentlemen, Riffs Ahoy.
Yeah.
Pumpkins. Ahoy. Stars. Sweat. Stars.
Love.
Love.
Long may you reign, king of the what?
Yes. King of the Zodiac.
Oh, yeah, the Zodiac.
That's
right.
All. I'll see you up in the stars and the planets. Shannon, see you in the black hole.
Ta-ta.
See you in the galaxies.